100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily garbage stories from me, it's time to pick through the dumpster and see what you've come up with. I call it the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and then you send in the stories. The topic this week was pogo stick. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's get right to it. First up, it's Boomer Bob. Come on, Boomer Bob. Boom us some tunage.
Hi, I'm Boomer Bob, and my story is called Pogo Struck by Boomer Bob. Ben, why are you so jumpy? I can't help it, Ma. I got what Pa says are ants in my pants. Ben, ride the horsey outside the store, okay? Okay, giddy up, Silver, I sternly commanded as I rode the well-worn plastic-painted steed. The quarters dropped in, and off I went to the Wild West. It wasn't until Skippy saw me and laughed that I felt embarrassed. I'll bet you can't ride this horse like I can, I responded. Skippy pushed me off and mounted the ride while I rode off with his pogo stick.
Off into the sunset he goes. Boing, boing, boing. Thank you, Bouncer Boomer Bob. I love that. Stealing a pogo stick. Stealing a pogo stick! It's our getaway pogo stick. Right. Next up is TJ up there in North Dakota. They've almost all been washed away. It's actually quite horrifying. But the good news is we captured them downriver and brought them all back. So here's TJ with his story, his harrowing tale, as it were.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where you know it's pretty significant when you've been mentioned on CNN, and this is disaster. A flood is maybe the quietest natural disaster. Storms rage, tornadoes howl, hurricanes splinter buildings like an explosion. An overland flood walks unhurried over levees, swims into your basement, and chokes you beneath a placid surface. Probably it won't kill us. It will take our property. For some of us, it will take everything. It might take our health, mold, spores, sanitation. As the waters recede and the devastation surfaces, it will take our mental health. You find debris washed in with the wreckage, a doll, some book, a pogo stick. Whose was it? What was lost? And why?
I don't know why. I don't know why! And the worst part of all is that we can't ask Columbo to solve the mystery. He's gone. Well, we probably couldn't ask him for the past few years. He was a little demented. But anyway, hoping all for the best up there, and stay dry. Speaking of staying dry, we welcome Lynn Lay to the, I think I'm pronouncing Lynn Lea, L-Y-N-L-E-A. I'm sure that's Lynn. So Fred is joining us here this week, and here's her story, as read by a midget.
It was early morning, and the group was excited. The water was calm, and the boat large enough so they could bring the dog along. The captain gave his orders. "Sit ye down and keep ye hands inside the boat." The boat lurched. "It's always watching," he warned. "Throw sandwiches if ye must, but keep that dog away from the side." Everyone peered out into the middle of the lake. Large ripples appeared. "Here she comes, you fools. Hold tight." The head appeared. The dog suddenly vanished. The captain laughed. "I never tire of that Dogopogo shtick."
If that's what it does to dogs, what does it do to cats? And can you find them in toilet bowls? Because that would definitely keep the cats from drinking out of there. Oh, that means that we just need to put out more water. Thank you, Linlay, and I hope you come back despite that kind of strange welcome. Next up, it's the return of Guard 13007, who, for some reason, lacks internet. I thought that internet was a universal right. Down! Down with his community for not giving him internet. So here's his story, also read by the midget. Read by the short person.
I was cleaning the garage yesterday, I told John. Guess what I found?
What?
He asked. The same question everyone says when you tell them to guess. I considered hanging up on him. He was being kind of formal. You have to guess.
You found a bug? A potion?
No, those are some old challenges. I found something new for the next one. A pogo stick.
I waited for a reply, one that never came. I knew they had gotten him for sure now. He was a normal. I had to act quickly and challenge the king with my pogo stick.
The king of the pogo stick is a silly man indeed. He hops one way and then another. He's quite silly indeed. Thank you, Guard 13007. Hopefully your internet will return, or if not, you can get a better one from someone nearby. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. He has the best internet of all. We all envy him. His speeds? Well, they don't bother measuring them because they're there. Bandwidth caps? No, he has a bandwidth top hat, and it's quite fancy. Here is Steven the Nuclear Man.
Sarah's hand on my shoulder was soothing.
Relax, Jace. Convergent evolution doesn't have to happen the same way everywhere.
I shoved words through clenched teeth. Yes, it does. That's what it bloody well means. An alien moved past the viewport, its body telescoping on the upward arc. And then with Charles, I stopped as his space-suited figure went by, riding an alien like a pogo stick. I spluttered wetly in indignation. Sarah laughed.
It's harmless. They like it, so hush.
She turned to get a communique.
Oh.
What? Sarah grinned.
We just found a planet where life looks like hula hoops.
Thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man. Aliens like hula hoops. What would that society be like? Hey, Zorgwitz, what's shaking? At least you know that the leader would do nothing but spin all day. Which means they're kind of like, well, here. Let's move on to Tom, who I think he sent in his story. He was a little worried about the recording. Let's find out if the recording is good. Hit play, buddy.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Swamped. We here in Pogo take our weights and measurement quite seriously. The Pogo Yard is precisely 3.4 Baxters, named after our glorious leader, Boffo Baxter. Died in a tragic chainsaw juggling accident. Each summer, the daughters of the Invincible Involution replace the yardsticks all over the countryside. Row upon row of red sticks gently swaying in the wind, reminding one and all of the immutable malleability of measurement. There's a move on to make the pogo stick the national symbol, replacing that antiquated possum. We could lose the national motto, too. We have met the enemy, and he is us.
I met the enemy once, and it was us. It was us. All of us. It was a really big mirror, and everything reflected in it. I was scared. Well, I still am scared. Thank you, Tom. And that's kind of weird. I should be doing laundry while everyone's asleep. I may take a break here and start the laundry machines up. So while the laundry's going on, here's Zach Mann's story. I hope you enjoy it. I know I will. Maybe I'll play it and then come back, and then while I'm sorting stuff, I don't know how the logistics is going to work.
Yes, Grandpa, I know it was intellectually stimulating and funny, but comic strips don't run forever. Well, except Peanuts and Blondie. Most people only know your favorites from those History of Comics books. Grandpa, I like your comedy routine for the talent show, but most people will not understand your pogo shtick. Let me help you rewrite some of the jokes so younger people will understand them. Okay, Jimmy, but only if you promise to bring that stick with the spring and the baseball bat, just in case the zombies break through the wall outside the auditorium like last year.
We have met the enemy, and he is zombies! Ah. You know, I haven't read the comics page forever. I subscribe to, in my RSS reader, Bizarro, his blog, but not much else. Maybe my life would be happier if I subscribed to comics again. Problem is, you know, if you get the paper, the first one on the page is usually Peanuts, and it's like, isn't that guy dead? That kind of shows you the state of American cartooning, I suppose. Oh, they're all online, all the good stuff, like Girl Genius. Anyway, thank you, Zach Mann, for that walkthrough yesteryear. Now let us move through yester tomorrow with, well, is there yester week and yester month and yester hour? I don't know. Now I'm wondering about the yester. What the hell does yester mean, anyway? I don't know. We'll find out from Vinny T. Vince Strazabite Fricker, that one dude. Man, it's just got all kinds of names. Makes it hard to summon him. Oh well, I'll get out the candles. You draw the triangle.
Hello, this is Vinny T, and here is my 100-word stories entry for weekly challenge number 270 with the topic of pogo stick. And the title of my story this week is called At a Snail's Pace. And I'm going to try to channel Bob Ross during this one. Here we go. Some days are meant to be enjoyed at a snail's pace. Today was one of them. It all started when I awoke to the most magnificent aura of color filling the room as the sun poured in its daily cup of life. Out the window and across the shimmering lake, I caught a glimpse of Mother Nature as an eagle caught its morning meal from the water. Some days are meant to be breathed in slowly. Bang, bang, bang! Took my breath away and squished my snail as my son decided to ride his pogo stick down the stairs. Hello? 911?
Thank you, Fricker. Ah, the kids these days. What? What'd you say, buddy? Okay, Nardo says hi. You good boy? Yeah, he just jumped up here. Hello. Yes, you are still alive and kicking. Yes, you is. What? What are you staring around for? Oh. You don't have any fleas. I put the flea goo on you yesterday. Yes, I did. You had fleas all over you. And I assume there were fleas on the other two cats, but they are solid black, and it's impossible to see the fleas on them. The fleas are like stealth on them. Yeah, it's a scratchy little more. There you go. And my headset fell off and hit him in the head. That's one happy cat. And the baby panthers are wrestling. Oh, Lord. All right, well, now that we're just the picture postcard of domestic tranquility, let's move on to Norval Joe. Norval Joe, blow that harmonica.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 270 with a prompt of Pogo Stick. The Marion Rich is doing a benefit anthology for disaster victims, and the kind of prompt around it is that you need to write a horror story based on a recent disaster. So I chose one about Lake Nyal that had a big gas cloud billow up out of the lake and kill three villages worth of people. My 100-word story this week is about one of the characters in my story. So here we go. Philemon Mopani rolled over on his grass mat and groaned. He could never sleep long on the hard ground. He got to his feet and hopped to the door. Born with cerebral palsy, his small body twisted toward the right, his shorter side. The leg was stiff from years of spastic reflexes. He sped across the village to the outhouse. He bounced off his toes like a boy on a pogo stick. The sudden hush from the night birds warned him something was wrong. Through cracks in the rough wood, he saw the army of demons spread through his village. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no! An army of demons! What would a navy of demons be like? Or an air force? I guess if demons can fly, they're all part of the air force. Unless they're like the Marines. I don't know. Thank you, Norval Joe. I look forward to that compendium by Emmer and Rich, and I'm now watching Nardo play with Mist. Although they don't look like they're playing. What are you guys doing? I'm innocent! It's the big old orange meanie coming after me. And now Mist flops over and goes after Nardo. Alright, well. More giant... I should re-record that. No, won't bother. So close to the end. One more story today, and that's by Planet Z. Suffer, suffer, little children.
The cavalry designation in our armed forces is used to suggest a form of mounted soldier, typically on a horse. However, these days, you'll find armored and air cavalry units in various transports and combat vehicles. There were experiments with other means of transportation, however, such as the bicycle, war dolphin, and pogo stick. Despite initial successes during testing, each experiment failed, sometimes in quite lethal fashion to the troops, not to mention the war dolphins. A strictly ceremonial platoon of mounted soldiers and their horses remains, although they do provide many of a horse manure to fill up flaming bags set upon the commandant's doorstep.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about Pogo Stick. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be apple pie, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.